So once upon a time, there was a drop of water. And this drop of water lived in a beautiful lake on the top of a mountain. He loved his life in the lake. The lake was placid and calm and clear. And he loved watching the changes in the lake over time. He loved watching the fishes come and go, and the water would get colder and warmer. And sometimes the swimmers would come, and he liked to watch them too. It was like he was watching this moving screen, and the images would rise, and then they would pass away, and something else beautiful would replace it. He was very, very happy in this beautiful, cold, clear lake. And he had lived there as long as he could remember. And then one day, one summer, there was a heat wave. And it was so hot out. It was so hot out that the level of the water began to drop and drop and drop. The water was being sucked up into the air by the heat. And he could see it happening. He could see the water turning into water vapor and rising into the sky. And he did not like this. He did not like that these water droplets around him were changing into something different. And most of all, he didn't want his own life to change because he loved his life under the water. But then it happened. The sun was hot one day, and he could feel himself changing. He could feel himself changing, and he could feel himself being drawn up into the air. And he thought, no, I love my life as it was. And he was so scared, and he was so mad, and he was going up, up, up into the sky. And he had never been in the sky before, at least as much as he could remember. And he was looking down over at the lake down below and the mountains and the scene below. And he thought, well, in the lake, I saw the things come up before me and I saw them go away and it was beautiful. And so in himself, he started to get a little bit calm. And he started to get used to this new life, this new body he was in. And he saw that it was beautiful. He was high in the sky and there was so much happening. And then he felt all the other drops around him. He saw that he had other drops around them and he saw that they were changing again. They were changing again, and they were coming together, and there was a kind of energy in it, and they were becoming a cloud. And he thought, you know, I liked that for a minute, but I'm glad for that thing to end. I didn't really like that, and I'm glad that that went away, and that I'm becoming something different. And then it happened again. The cloud got heavier and heavier and darker, and he saw little by little that some of the drops were changing back into regular water again and falling down from the sky. And he thought, that seems like a scary fall, but, well, the rising wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be, so maybe the falling won't be so bad either. And this time he let go into it and fell, and it was amazing. He fell down, 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 down into a river, and then the river tumbled down a mountainside, tumbled and tumbled, and he thought it was the most amazing thing he had ever experienced, and he thought, I don't ever want this to end. I want my life to be exactly like this forever and ever, because he was rolling and tumbling, and the churning water and the sound of the water on the rocks was amazing. He thought, this is great. And then it stopped, and it slowed, and he flowed out into the sea. And I don't know what he thought after that, what he thought about his new life as a water drop in the sea. And the thing is, it kept changing like that. He became water in the sea and water in the rivers and water in the air and water in the lake. And he got used to moving. And that thing that had been so joyful for him in the lake, watching the images arise and pass away, they were so beautiful. And sometimes they were hard, and sometimes he loved them, and sometimes he didn't like them. But he got used to the idea that he could enjoy what was happening when it was beautiful, and that when things were hard, if he just let go, they would probably pass away too and become something different. And that's part of my hope for all of you and all of you. Is that in our changing lives, when so much can feel turbulent sometimes, or we want things to be one way, or we don't want things to be another way, that we can find a peace that's underneath all of that, that allows us to be happy and content with our lives just as they are. So that's my hope for you and for all of you.